This is the VOA Special English Development Report. Goldman Sachs Group, the international investment banking company, has launched a new program to provide 10,000 poor women with business education. The program, called 10,000 Women, will support partnerships between American and European universities and business schools in mostly developing countries. Partners will work together to establish or expand education programs lasting from 5 weeks to 6 months. Several partnerships may also offer full college degrees in business. The 10,000 Women program hopes to expand into the Middle East, Asia, Latin America, and throughout Africa. 16 schools have agreed to take part in the program so far. They include Columbia, Harvard, and Stanford universities in the United States. Other schools are in India, Rwanda, Kenya, South Africa, and Tanzania. The Pan-African University in Lagos, Nigeria, is also a partner. Peter Bamkole heads that university's Enterprise Development Services. He says about 50 women will receive training at the school every year. The women will take classes several times a week, then use what they have learned. Dina Powell is the managing director of Goldman Sachs. She says that 10,000 Women is not a one-size-fits-all program. Each university decides what to teach to fulfill local needs. At the American University of Afghanistan, for example, women will study the general ideas of business management. But at the American University in Cairo, Egypt, the partner school will offer beginning and higher-level business classes to the first 500 women. Such classes may include financial record-keeping, market research, and advertising. Women also could learn how to write a business plan, do business over the Internet, or gain investors. Goldman Sachs plans to give $100 million to the 10,000 Women program over the next 5 years. It also will urge its employees to donate their time and knowledge in the classroom. The program is based on a Goldman Sachs research report called Women Hold Up Half the Sky. The research shows the powerful effects that working women have on their nation's economies and societies. And that's the VOA Special English Development Report, written by Jill Moss. You can find transcripts, MP3s, and podcasts of our reports at our website. That is voaspecialenglish.com.